Hello, and welcome to July's episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is where I talk about what I enjoyed about all the fics I've read in the last month, and sometimes, like this month, I talk about my own fics I've posted as well. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as LuluLawrence1D, and on Ko-fi, where I do my very best to share updates and snippets of my current works in progress, at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. I somehow managed to read 16 fics this month, mostly because I read a lot of shorter fics, but I still feel like there is a pretty decent variety in the length of fics, so I am really excited to talk to you about everything that was just so great. These fics, like, truly, I think I read some of my favorite fics that I have read yet this year, just in this past month, so I'm really excited to talk to you about them. I also happened to post 3 fics this month because of the wordplay challenge, and so I'll be talking about those fics at the end as well. Alright, here we go. The fic where Harry calls Louis an idiot for 10 days straight because he is one, by Mercurial Madhouse on Tumblr and Mercurial Madhouse writing_practice on AO3. This fic is 17K. It is rated mature and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, they've found the perfect place, the perfect getaway from their busy lives as nationally famous footy player and well-respected restaurant critic, escaping to the isolation of a cabin in the woods where they can simply be Louis and Harry. If only both were actually here. A gift forgotten in London, the untamable force of the weather, and the scent of burnt snickerdoodle biscuits find Harry and Clifford pitifully alone, and Louis... where is Louis? So this is kind of a famous, non-famous fic. It's established relationship. It's footballer Louis, Christmas fic. There's definitely lives in danger, and because of that, there is ensuing angst, like quite a bit of angst with like recovery and all sorts of things. Like, it's scary for a time in the fic, but it all comes out okay. And, even with all that angst, like, it's so funny too. There's so much humor in this fic, and it's so soft, but like, it's just funny because so much of the fic, Harry is just calling Louis an idiot over and over and over again. But really, Harry isn't also an idiot. Like, they are both idiots. It is very well shared between the two of them, and it's just so funny. But it was just such a lovely and a painful fic. There's just a lot of feelings that are packed in, and the way with which they're described and just put on the page, it just makes it so that it's very evocative, and like the descriptions of everything that they're going through, you can feel it very very easily with the way that it's described. And at least for myself, I have a very active imagination, and that's one of the issues that I had when I was younger. I would have a lot of nightmares depending on what I had read or watched, because like, it just felt so real. And the feelings in this particular fic, they just feel very real and relatable, and it's very wonderfully done. The next two fics I'm actually going to talk about together, because it's Welcome to the Trap House, the introduction, and Welcome to the Trap House Part 1. These are by Jayri on both Tumblr and AO3. The introduction is about 2,000 words, and part one is about 5,000 words. They're both rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, it was social media success that brought them all to move into the 6-bedroom gated mansion that had already been affectionately dubbed the Trap House, with a pool and enough space for all the antics they were sure to get up to. Being a Viner himself, Harry had known all the guys for a long time. There were a lot of million-plus follower creators that Harry had come to know during the app's peak. Vine for Revine had initially started their relationships and running in the same circles had them bumping into each other at events and even meeting up for a collab or two here and there. Harry deciding to move to LA had been perfect timing for him to be roped into this project that was only just the beginning. They'd come together and they were all on the same page. They would treat the house as a set, all of them filming their videos both together and on their own. It was the social media experiment that was already proving successful. With only tweets and Instagram posts about the house and roommates, Harry's following had already started to grow. It was an exciting time for all of them, and Harry was lucky enough to be right in the middle of it. One house, five YouTubers, and the unexpected results. This Vic, oh my goodness. It's like total fluff, and it's so cute and it's so funny. It is so funny and ridiculous. It's so great because like I know that this is like based on some real YouTubers that I don't really know. But the way that she has taken them and like made it so that like it really feels like it's the boys, you know? The way that she has Zane kind of characterized as being more behind the scenes and kind of the editor with these particular boys is a lot of fun because he's still there. His presence is so felt, but also like he's just kind of letting them do their craziness. And so like Niall's always going around on a skateboard or it's not a skateboard, actually. I don't remember what it is specifically. And then, like, they're just all playing pranks on each other and doing all sorts of things. And it is so funny. Like, the way it's described, you can see how it would be on YouTube. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really enjoying reading it. And I am so excited to see where it goes. Part three? Yes. Part three just posted today. And so I'm a little behind. But it's the first part and the introduction were just really great, and so I'm really excited to see where all it goes. Okay, the next fic is The Sunrise and Your Sins by uh-oh dash but dash yeah dash all right on Tumblr and yeah underscore all right on AO3. This fic is 15,000 words long, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Zane and Niall. The summary reads, a heartbroken Niall looking to distract himself comes across the most beautiful man he's ever seen. He'll do. This was written for the Heartbreak Weather Fic Fest last year, and it's based on the song New Angel. So it's a song fic. There's a lot of angst that Niall is definitely working through. There's a lot of heavy feelings and just, a hard times that he's going through. So it revolves around past cheating by his girlfriend. So it is fairly explicitly described and talked about. So if that's triggering for you, definitely be careful. But it is so wonderful being able to kind of see him recover from it and like being able to really rely on, Harry and Louis, who are just like his gay parents. It's so funny. He's living with them for a time after moving out, and it's so much fun. And so they're like, you know what? The best way to get over this girl and the trauma that she's caused you is to hook up with a guy, you know? And so, 'cause he was trying with girls, and it was not going so well for a whole host of reasons, and that are so funny, by the way. Like, oh, poor Niall. Oh no, Niall. And so like they take him clubbing and it's so funny, like the him just trying to wanting to get Zane's attention. Oh, it's wonderful. And Louis, everything that he's willing to do, and like Harry is just he's already so drunk. And therefore, not very helpful, but like, oh, it's so fun. And just the instant connection between Zane and Niall is just really beautifully felt. But also, just everything that happens after the first, like, them seeing each other, everything that they have to go through to actually, like, get to talk is amusing. I thought it was highly entertaining. So, if you give it a chance, this Zyle fic is just, it's It's a lot of fun, but it does have some heaviness to it. So, it's a really nice fic to kind of see how you can go into a situation expecting one thing and get something completely different. And that is shown over and over and over again through this fic, and it's really beautiful to finally see it play out in a positive way for Niall. So it's a really good one and a really enjoyable fic for sure. The next fic is called Bad Luck to Talk on These Rides by Kel Santamont on Tumblr and Words and Notes on AO3. It is about 10,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is actually Liam and Louis friendship, but there's also some Ziam in there, some Liam and Zane. Yeah, I'll talk about it more after I read the summary. So the summary reads, so how did you and Zane meet exactly? Louis turned to look at him, and Liam flinched under his somewhat cold stare. What, Zane hasn't told you? I'm offended. I'll have to have a word with him. Liam genuinely couldn't tell if Louis was joking or not. He squirmed a little under the pressure. No, I mean, he did. Just thought it would be interesting to have your own perspective on it, I guess. Why, are you conducting some kind of investigation? Want to know if our stories match up or something? Liam nervously chuckled, keeping his eyes on the road. What? No, of course not. He shot a glance at Louis, who raised an eyebrow but didn't say anything else, as if waiting for Liam to explain. But what's there to explain? He thought, half panicking. He only wanted to be friendly, goddammit. Or Liam just started dating Zane and is desperate to make a good impression on Louis, his best friend, but things are off to an awkward start. Okay, you guys, this fic is so beautiful. Oh my word. Okay, so like, when it comes to romantic pairings, yes, this fic is a Ziam fic. However, the focus is so very much on Liam and Louis. And I just feel like this is like an ode to love. It's an ode to the different kinds of love that you experience in your life. Because not like, yes, fic is so often very much focused on romantic love. There's nothing wrong with that. And I do feel like our fandom, as well as a few others, like one of the strengths of our fics is that there's also that friendship love that is in there, because that's one of the things that we love so much about the band, right? Like, that's one of the reasons that I love the band anyway, is that you could see how much they truly do care for each other in real life, and being able to really delve into that in fic is a lot of fun for me. And so we do see that too, but it was such a beautiful focal point of this fic. And a lot of that is because Louis is Aero Ace in this. So big ups for the representation there. Like, I love, love, love having Aero and Ace representation in fic so much, and I just feel like we don't get enough of it. So getting Louis written in such a beautiful and deep way, and really delving into the relationships that he has and how close he and Zane are, and the way that that has affected things in the past, and why they're concerned about it for the future, and just all those things, like, it's really beautiful. But it also delves into like familial love, and oh gosh, it's just an ode to love, and it's so beautiful. It's so lovely. All the different kinds of friendships and relationships, and the depth, and how you benefit in different ways from all of them. And oh, it's just really beautiful and lovely. And the way this was written for five times, the Five Times Fest as well. And so, like, you get five different times, and you get to see their relationship changing and growing, and get to see them kind of, sussing each other out and just figuring out what exactly makes the other one tick and how exactly they're going to work. And when it does work, like in the end, when it all comes together for the two of them, and you see how close and how important their bond is together, like, it is so great. It is so wonderful. This fic was a standout for me. I just, in for so many reasons. I really truly loved this fic. It was just beautiful. The next fic is titled "Oh Pretty Baby" by A-Brighter-Yellow on Tumblr and A Brighter Yellow on AO3. This fic is about 4,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Sean and Niall. The summary reads: In that moment, Maeve, who had been yanking on the bill of the baseball cap of her dad, is wearing, finally succeeds in pulling it off his head, exposing a thick wave of wayward brown hair. She brandishes the hat proudly while he combs it back with his fingers, both of them grinning at her joke. He has the bluest eyes Sean has ever seen, so he tries to concentrate on the kid. Teaching toddler music classes at Gymboree barely feels like work to Sean until he meets a clever little girl with an Irish name and a charming dad. This fic is so cute. So, obviously, Sean is a teacher of those Gymboree music classes. Niall is a dad. He's got this sweet girl, Maeve. There's flirting. There's kind of, oh gosh, Sean, it's so funny because Sean is like obviously the suave, beautiful guy who's at the front of the class that all the women want. And, all these mothers come to this class and just love looking at the eye candy and like flirting with him and trying to get his attention. And he is just not interested. So he's used to like putting up the walls and just like getting through the classes and everything else. And then in walks Niall and just completely knocks Sean off his game. And it's so fun and it's so cute. Oh my word. Like, the whole time you're sitting there, okay, it's so cute, but is it flirting? Are they flirting? Like, you're so in Sean's head that you're like, yeah, it's totally flirting, but no, is it? And it's just the way it all comes together in the end. And it's just, oh, it's so cute. It's so sweet. It was just one of those that, like, you finish reading it and you're like, this was complete and total fluff. And the most feel-good fic I've read in a very long time. You can't come out of this fic without feeling just really bright and happy and hopeful for just everything good in the world, you know? It was one of those really great fics. I really needed that day, so it was one of those that was just a real pick-me-up. It was lovely. Okay, this next fic is called Hold On by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ underscore 13 on AO3. You're going to notice that there's quite a few fics by this particular author on this month's fic list, and that's because I had discovered them a few months back. I had read one of their fics that was anonymous at the time and fallen in love with it, and I discovered that they have written several other fics here recently, and they're lovely little short things, which was exactly what I was needing. So I just really jumped on their short fics and have been thoroughly enjoying myself. So I hope that you give them a chance and you look them up because I am having a great time just reading everything they've given us so far. So this particular fic, Hold On is the title, is 2,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing for this one is Harry and Louis. Sorry, I am recording this a little too late and I cannot stop yawning, so I'm so sorry. Okay, the summary for this one reads: Louis sprains his ankle playing football and he's useless with his crutches. So when the fire alarm goes off as they're due to film a TV interview promoting their new album, there's really only one choice for a quick exit. This fic is canon compliant mostly, and it's just really cute. It's pre-relationship, basically. It's kind of like you can see the buildup of the relationship there and the way that they're kind of using the situation to like get closer and spend some time together that like they already live together, right? But like it's different. So Louis's injured, and basically it consists of Harry giving him piggyback rides everywhere, and like how they miss it later when he. Oh, it is so cute. Like you can just feel the building of the feelings, and you can tell that they are just on the cusp by the end of it, and it's just really beautiful to kind of see them building up to that, and just like it left me f sitting there just feeling so happy and just. feeling like I know what's coming, you know? Like, oh, it was just really lovely and soft and another one of those really sweet things. This next fic is called Rewind by Lady AJ-13 and Lady AJ underscore 13. This particular fic is 5,000 words long. It is rated G and it is a Style and Shaw fic. It is Nick Grimshaw, Harry, and Louis. The summary reads, "It all started the day Nick was an hour late for work, or 9 hours early, depending on on your perspective. Or the one where Nick forgets 5 years of his life and the fact that he doesn't hate Louis Tomlinson." Okay, so I am a sucker for Style and Shaw fics. I am also a sucker for amnesia fics. And so the fact that they combine these two is just glorious. I had read a Style and Shaw amnesia fic before where the premise is somewhat similar. It's canon compliant and it's Louis who gets amnesia and he does not remember Nick joining their relationship. And when he wakes up, he remembers just hating Nick. And so the angst and the pain of that situation was just glorious and delicious, and I adored that fic. So the fact that it's Nick who has amnesia in this one and kind of exploring that way and how it could work here, like I was way into it. And she didn't, sorry, they did not disappoint. I just, this, oh, I cannot explain, you guys. It's so much pain. And yet it's more like frustration because like Nick just can't figure it out. Like it doesn't make sense to him why why it worked for them. Like he kind of feels like a cradle robber with Harry because of the age difference, but like there's always something about Harry, but Louis, what? And like Louis is just obviously so hurt. And oh gosh. And like, it's so clear if you're looking at everything, and like, Nick is not, because like, he's just been through this huge trauma and he's just been hit with like a lot of information and he doesn't really understand. He's processing, right? And so he doesn't really see what it all adds up to. But like, when you really do see what it all adds up to, like, it's very clear that they were all in a very serious relationship and they'd been together for quite a while. And yet, like, he doesn't remember any of it and he just wants Louis gone. And it's just like, oh my gosh, oh my heart, oh. It is just wonderful. And the way that it all comes, like, ugh, all of it, like, I just really love it. It was beautiful, the way that it was written. And all in 5,000 words. Can you believe that all that was packed into 5,000 words? It's amazing. It was a really short fic that just, it hit hard. And it was perfectly crafted. I just loved it so much. The next fic is also by Lady AJ. This one is called You Were Never On Your Own. It is about 13,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Niall, Zane, and Louis. Like, kind of, it's basically that pairing. And then there's also OT5 friendship with like suggestions of a future Harry and Louis in there, as well as kind of a relationship with all of them. It's complicated, but it makes sense if you read the fic. The summary reads, "The band is basically a pack anyway," Louis reasons. "They just need Liam to buckle up and make it official, because Harry won't present alpha, and Louis is definitely going to be a beta." Well, he's right about one thing. This fic, oh, I just really loved it. So it's Alpha Liam and Alpha Harry. It's Beta Zane, Beta Niall, and Omega Louie. So it's pack fic because from the moment that Liam presents as alpha, Louie just wants them to be a pack. He wants them to bond as a pack so badly. That's what something he's like always kind of wanted, and it was like the perfect setup for them as a band to be a pack as well, right? And so when they get an alpha who can actually officially bond them, he's like, perfect, let's do it. And he keeps badgering about it, and like Liam won't do it. He like something's holding him back. He's just like, no, I won't, I won't. And like he just won't give up, and they're all getting tired of him talking about it. And then he presents as Omega, and Harry presents as Alpha, and Louis's like, what is stopping us? Like, we're an official pack. Why can we not bond? And there's just a lot of, they're dragging their feet. And so finally Niall's like, you know what? Zane and I, we want to be a pack. So let's bond as a pack. And so the three of them pack bond. And that's kind of how their relationship comes in. Like, there's nothing like explicitly said about it. Like, it kind of is, but not really. And so it's just a really beautiful exploration of their relationship once they have pack bonded and how it's different because they don't have an alpha doing it. And so they have to kind of continue renewing it with each other and how that wears on them and how it's different from a full pack bond that would be done by an alpha. Like, the world building is just incredible. And the tension and the like division that comes into it because of the three of them bonding and just, yeah. And like, it kind of traverses the whole Zane leaving the band thing, but like, it does it in such a beautiful way because of this pack. Ugh, it's just all incredible. It's really lovely. And the way that all the feelings and everything else are explained, and oh, it's fantastic. It is so good. I just really suggest everybody read it because it is a rare pair in a way, but it also does hint towards Harry and Louis. But like, it's just hints. I don't know. It's just so good, you guys. It's so good. I love pack fix. I just love the closeness that is, the found family aspect of a pack fic is really beautiful, and it's really done so well in this one. Okay, this next one, stellar, you guys. The fic is called One Crumb Away, and it's by Modestly Rogue on AO3. This fic is 249 words long. That's it, 249 words. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: Louis and Harry were brought to this world in dreams of being eaten by humans, but never knew they would meet each other in such situations. It's a Gingerbread Men AU, you guys. It's such stellar crack fic. I think the only one that can ever compare to this is the Egg fic, One Direction. Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to say about it. They are literal gingerbread men. Like, the two of them are literal gingerbread men, and like, one of them is like naked because they like ran out of icing after icing clothes onto the other one. And so like, one's a naked gingerbread man and the other one is clothed with icing, and they're like talking to each other before being eaten. It is so funny and so bizarre, and I love every second of it. It was the best like 5 minutes of my life. I'm tempted to just read it to you right now, but I don't think that I could do it without just laughing too hard. So I'll spare you that. But just know that it's 249 words long. Like, you can't regret that, right? It's just great. Please read it. Oh man. Okay. Going from that fic to this one is quite the juxtaposition, I must say. The next fic is This Charade Was Never Going to Last by Scrunchy Harry on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 69,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: On the surface, Citizen X, an international caritative nonprofit, looked like any other nonprofit, funding humanitarian missions worldwide and striving to make the world a better place, one donation at a time. At least that's what Harry thought, until he was hired as a computer specialist for a spin-off agency called Carish, whose true purpose was to reveal Citizen X's tangled web of lies. As if the whole industrial spy business was not stressful enough, Harry found himself in a hatred at first sight relationship with one of his new co-workers, Louis, a man intent on detesting Harry. When the worst happened, and Harry and Louis found themselves thrown together in hiding, with only each other to rely on, Harry never could have predicted the turn their relationship would take. Nor could he anticipate that it would all be taken away from him, and he would have to decide how far he was willing to go to get Louis back. So this was written for the Big Bang this year, and it's a spies AU with Hacker Harry and Spy Louis. I mean, Harry kind of becomes a spy as well because of the hacker aspect of it. But anyway, they end up having to hide away and fake a marriage in witness protection. And then, like, there's some major character injury and some angst, but it's all angst with a happy ending. It's like enemies to lovers, kind of. It's enemies to friends to lovers. And it's just wonderful. It was so good. The way that it all shifted, like, it felt like very distinct parts of the fic, and you could, like, it was very cool. It was kind of epic in the way that it felt, and all, like, you felt like you had been on a journey by the time that you had finished this fic in the best of ways. It was so good. I, like, still didn't want it to end. It ended in the perfect place and in the perfect way, but I still just, it was just so good. You guys, it was just so good. Oh, it was so lovely. But yes, just know that there are some topics that are discussed in here. So if they are triggering, like, please do pay attention to the tags. There is discussion of, like, human trafficking. There is a rescue mission that's in there because of the whole situation that causes the major character injury. The fic is heavy in many ways. Like, there's a lot of pressure on the characters, and, like, they are dealing with a lot of stress and they're dealing with trauma, and it's hard. But it's mostly kind of an undercurrent in the fic and not the focal point, if that makes sense. It was just a really incredible fic that was done really beautifully well. And it's so cool, the twists and turns that it takes. And, like, some ways I was like, oh, I totally know what's going, and I would be right, and I'd get all confident, and then I'd have the rug completely pulled out from under me the next turn. So it's one of those that just, it keeps you on your toes, and it's just a really excellent fic the whole way through. The next one is Use You as a Warning Sign by Jixa X or Jixx on Tumblr and Jixa on AO3. This is about 2,000 words long. It is rated M, and the pairing is Nick and Louis. The summary reads: Nick and Louis get trapped in a closet for 7 minutes in heaven slash hell. This is glorious, you guys. It's 7 minutes in heaven. So they're, like, literally stuck in a closet together, and it's so much arguing and so much sexual tension, like, completely unresolved sexual tension. And there's, oh man, it all comes down to internalized homophobia and pure angst. It is pure angst. This is part one of two, and just the buildup of everything in here. Like, you come into it, and there's already so much tension between the two of them because of things that had happened previously that you do get, you do figure out through the course of these 2,000 words. And, it's messy and it's beautiful, and it's very clear that Louis and Nick are on very different pages about how to kind of move forward from that situation and where they want to go from there. I don't know, maybe they're not on different pages, but, like, they're definitely handling it in different ways. And it all comes down once again to that internalized homophobia, and you just, oh, it's so painful. Like, it is, the pain is so good. And it all builds to part two, which is Use You as a Focal Point. It's also about 2,000 words. It's also rated M. And again, it's Nick and Louis. The summary reads: What am I, the fucking twink whisperer? You've been nothing but horrible to me. Last time I tried to kiss you, you lobbed a Chelsea boot at my head. Louis shows up at Nick's front door on the wrong side of midnight asking for things. So, once again, internalized homophobia is such a driver for all of this. And Louis's in the midst of a sexuality crisis, and he's trying to figure things out. And Nick is, like, trying to figure out why he's the one who's been chosen. And they're just kind of going in circles about the whole thing, and they're arguing. But it all comes down to really admitting some feelings. Like, it's kind of dragged out, but, like, there are feelings that are admitted, and finally kind of coming to terms with, like, saying out loud some things that it really, like, I'm not sure that they'd ever been said out loud. And oh, it's just, it's a really beautiful start to what you really hope for being able to continue. And oh, Again, it's just, it's so much pain, but like by the end of it, you're just sitting there and you are just so happy that, yes, they can work it out from here. You know, like they got through the hard part, or at least the start of the hard part, and they can definitely figure things out from here. You know, like you have confidence in them from that point on, and it just leaves you with a really hopeful feeling. And if you can't tell from how much I raved about that in previous fics this month already, I really like that. I like kind of knowing that they're well on their way and that they can take care of themselves. I don't need to read all about it. I like to, but I don't need to. And just leaving me with that hopeful, happy feeling is just a really great thing. Okay, the next fic is Caught in the Rainstorm by Lady AJ again. This fic is about 6,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing for this is Liam and Louis. The summary reads, "Why are you here?" Louis shoulder checks him with a grunt as he kicks off his trainers and pads through the kitchen in wet socks. He leaves a little trail of damp footprints on the floorboards. Liam follows. "Was out for a walk, wasn't I? Looked a beautiful morning half an hour ago," and then he raises his hands and brings them down sharply before rooting around in Liam's cupboard for a mug. He wrinkles his nose at the tea bag and then doles them out anyway. Damn British summer. Okay, so this is canon compliant. This fic is like post-pandemic. Like things are definitely reopening. And it's friends to lovers. And like Larry, yes, Larry definitely happened in this like years ago. And they're like now besties. Kind of like all of them are just all good now. You know, like it's not awkward or anything. It's just one of those things where they're like, yes, it happened, and yes, it's in the past, and it's all good now. And this fic was just, oh, it was just so beyond being pure and sweet and just so adorable. And like you just read it, and like the friendship between all of the guys is just really lovely. And it just feels very true to them, I think. It feels like what I could imagine it being like for them, if that makes sense. You know, like the way that Liam is just kind of depicted and his thought process and how his feelings are kind of described and written out is really beautiful. And there's this, my favorite part was this phone call between Liam and Harry. It's just, I was laughing so hard. It was so funny. And just the way that Harry just knows. And it's so funny. But then, like, the way that kind of like Louis handles it from there is also really great. Like, there's so much that is incredible about this fic. And it's another one of those that I just read it and I cannot stop raving about it. It was a great read. I adored it. Okay. Next fic is called The Stupid Striptease One by Jixx again on Tumblr and Jixxa on AO3. This fic was about 1,000 words long. It's rated M and the pairing was Nick and Harry. The summary reads, Harry takes his clothes off and accidentally says the wrong thing. This is just so funny because you get the aftermath. It is not the actual tease. Like, it is the aftermath. It is the absolute destruction that they are dealing with, and kind of Harry is just so epically embarrassed. And Nick is like trying not to laugh, but is like laughing and trying to make him feel better. He's trying to be sensitive, but also like it was a disaster. So, like, it was just like you have to wonder what in the world happened and why it didn't stop earlier, because the description is just so vivid and it's so funny. And then of course Harry says the wrong thing, just like said in the summary, and like Nick just freaks out. And I just really love it because, again, it's 1,000 words. It is a very, very specific and small portion of a scene. Like, we do not get the full story, but like what we are given gives us enough so that we really do know where they are, and they're like in a relationship that's not a relationship. And it's like just because they're in denial. Nick's in denial. I don't think Harry's in denial. Anyway. It's just all, it's really lovely and sweet, but it's also hilarious, and there's just all this embarrassment being worked through, and it's all just packed into 1,000 words, and it's just the best little insight into their world. I really, really enjoyed it. And the last fic that I read this month is called The In-Between, but once again by Lady AJ. This fic is about 2,000 words long. It's rated G, and there actually wasn't a pairing. It was a gen fic. This summary reads, "You wake up in a desert with an angel, a demon, and a grim reaper, and an accounts manager." Yes, all right, Liam, and the accounts manager. "And you haven't realized you're dead?" Okay, so this is kind of like the afterlife, I guess. It's not really the afterlife. I mean, it's like the title of the fic says, it's the in-between. So basically, Louis dies, but like he's not on any of the lists. So there's Grim Reaper Zane, Angel Niall, and Demon Harry, and they just don't know what to do with him because like he's not on any of their lists. He's not showing up as being, he's not supposed to be dead yet. And so like he's not showing as being somebody to be summoned by one of them. And so he just kind of wakes up in this desert with all of them kind of bickering. And just the friendship and the way that they're all written, and how like he's trying to come to terms with everything and what it means and where he is and the fact that he's dead. And what do I do now? And just everything with that. Like it's so funny and it's so fun and kind of sweet in the way that he kind of settles in. And it's like, yeah, you know, I might. This might not be too bad, but like also just them kind of popping in and out as well. And it's a very silly fic, but it's also really fun as well. And just, it's just very lighthearted considering it's dealing with death. And so it was one of those that's just, it's a fun little short read that doesn't take a lot of focus and a lot of time. And it leaves you just kind of smiling and thinking about it for a while afterwards because it's an interesting thought. I'd never really considered it, to be honest, and the concept is very different from anything I had thought of before, and I just enjoy thinking about that for a little bit. So it was one of those fics that sticks with you for a little bit, even though it's only 2,000 words and it's super lighthearted and fun. All right, and that's it for the fics that I read this month. I'm just going to talk a little bit about the three fics that I have posted this month with wordplay. And so if you'd like to stick around for that, I would love it. The first fic that I posted is called I Said It Wrong, But I Meant It Right. It's about 4,000 words long. It is not rated, and it is Girl Pain Shaw. So it is Liam and Nick. And this was for the prompt struggle. The summary reads, Nick was a bit of a disaster, but she was used to it, or so she thought. She had never known how much she could struggle just to function until the new Fire Lady Goddess Angel person winked at her. Okay, I had a lot of fun writing this. This is all based off of a Tumblr post that I had read once upon a time. It was in my prompts tag, and while I was looking for a prompt for something completely different, I was just looking and I found the post again. And as I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, this has to be Nick and Liam. Like, Liam would be the perfect girl firefighter coming in and just sweeping Nick off her feet and just throwing her off completely. This girl, like, you can totally see Nick being a fairly carefree, person who just doesn't really. She just comes in and does her thing and lives her life and has a good time. And then all of a sudden, Liam comes in and just rocks her world. And she is just a complete and total disaster. And I loved it. I just had so much fun writing her. I have a lot of fun writing Disaster Nick in general, but like Disaster Girl Nick was just a blast. And I hope that anybody who gives that one a chance really enjoys it too. My second fic that I posted this month was called I Love This Feeling, But I Hate This Part. It was about 7,000 words long. It is not rated, and it was a Larry fic. This one was written for the wordplay prompt Reduce. The summary reads, Stand up. Harry stood up from the couch, not a moment's delay. Oh my gosh, is that what that's like? Harry turned to Louis, surprise on his face. I really thought they were somehow exaggerating, but it really is an automatic response with absolutely no thought for me behind it whatsoever. Louis sighed again. You really want to keep doing this? Have me use my alpha voice on you so you can work on resisting it? Yup, Harry said, clapping his hands and smiling. How else am I going to be able to have a chance at reducing the power an alpha voice has on me? So this fic came about because Evie Loves You on Tumblr, she sent me a post and was like, I want you to write this. And it was all about how like these partners are like learning how to one of them is learning how to resist the alpha voice of their partner. And they obviously kind of meant it to be something like this really sexy thing. And then I turned it into almost a crack fic. I just wanted it to be something silly and fun, and it's basically roommates to lovers. And these two, they met as friends in uni, and they like in this world, it's not really safe for Omegas to live on their own. It's not even really safe for them to travel like to and from work on their own. But like, you know, Harry's making do, and so he's living with Louis so that, you know, Louis as an alpha can kind of help him be safer, and Louis accompanies him to and from work as often as he can, but it can't happen all the time, and they know that it can't. And so Harry comes up with this idea to have Louis help him out by, you know, using his alpha voice and helping him like learn how to resist it and fight against it, and you know, allow that to kind of hopefully help him not be as affected by others' alpha voices as well, so that he can just kind of be safer in that world. And it all becomes kind of silly, and of course they become closer because they're roommates. Oh my gosh, they were roommates. It's a fun, silly fic, and I enjoyed writing it. So hopefully you guys enjoy reading that too. And then the fic that I actually just posted today was He Carries the Key. It's about 8,000 words long. It is once again not rated, and this is a Nui fic, Nui slash OT5 relationship fic. It was written for the word divide. The summary to this fic reads: Niall was mostly home, ready for a shower and a chat with Louis, when suddenly Niall was flooded with emotions from his pack bond. Shock, surprise, confusion, but mostly fear. Something was wrong with Louis. So I've been wanting to write a shifters fic because I've never really written like werewolves. I've written ABO, but I've not written full-on shifter. I've written hybrid, but again, not shifter. So it's something that I'd been wanting to do. I'd also been wanting to write a pack fic, but I hadn't really found like the right premise to really delve into that either. I just felt like it hadn't been the right time yet. And then out of nowhere, a few weeks ago, Mercurial Madhouse had planted this idea in my mind of writing a soft Nui fic, and I promised that I would write her one. I just didn't know when. And I don't even know why I was thinking about pack fics, because it was before I read the pack fic of Lady AJ's that I talked about earlier in the podcast. And I don't know, I was just thinking about found family, I guess. And because Emu and I talk about found family a lot. And so I was thinking about it, and all of a sudden, with the idea of Nui and kind of playing with like usual ABO assignments, I guess, for the boys and things that I don't see as often, I was also thinking about wanting to play with that a little bit. And so then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, this whole fic idea just kind of flowed. And the idea is that Niall is the pack alpha. And he's a pack alpha, but he has never felt like he's meant to be the pack alpha. He doesn't feel like it's right for him to be, but he's the only alpha out of the five of them. And so if they need an alpha to like truly form their pack, then he'll be the alpha. And so he goes ahead and he takes the role. And at this point, they are well past the point where people usually are presenting. And in this particular world, not all betas present. Some present and some don't, but like they just kind of everybody assumes that if you haven't presented by like 21, then you're just a beta. And not just a beta, but you are a beta, you know. And so they've kind of found their own dynamic. Like, Liam's the Omega, and Zane, Harry, and Louis are all betas, and then Niles the Alpha, and it's all working well. And like, Niles anxious because he doesn't feel comfortable as the Alpha. He just really doesn't feel right about it, but like, they are a pack, and it's one of the biggest and best parts of his life. And then everything kind of changes, as do his relationships with the boys. So I hope that that is something that makes this of interest to you and makes you want to read it, because I really enjoyed reading it. And I know that Nui is not for everyone, but I loved it. And clearly, my wordplay fics this year are all about what I want to read, slash what I think at least one of my friends would enjoy, since that is pretty much what I've written so far for wordplay this year. Hopefully, at least some others are out there reading and enjoying, because I had a lot of fun with them, and so I'm hoping that you guys do too. But if you don't, at least I enjoyed it there, right? Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to the whole podcast if you made it this far. I really enjoyed talking to you about all of these fic this month, and I hope that you did too. I hope that you found some new fics that you might be able to go out there and explore. And as always, please make sure that you are showing your thanks to the authors by leaving kudos and nice comments. And let me know if you have any questions. Thank you so much. I hope to see you next month. Have a great August.